Carbondale's beloved Red Hill Special Recreation Management Area will soon have another avenue for access. Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers, the Red Hill Council, and Roaring Fork Mountain Bike Association got approval from the Bureau of Land Management to build the new trail, 3 miles that will connect Red Hill to its northeastern public land neighbor, Chuty Ranch. Volunteers will build about half the trail during upcoming work days, and experts will tackle the more difficult terrain with the help of machines. Executive Director of Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers, Becca Schild, explains how the trail was designed.
What they're looking for is a combination of user experience. You know, does this trail flow nicely? Is it providing the right amount of experience for the user that it's being created for, and in this case, multi-use with attention to bikers. And then looking at terrain features and making sure that the trail is built in such a way that it's sustainable, so it can withstand water and wind and use and not just erode and degrade over time.
About 60 volunteers have signed up for trail building days so far, and Schild says there's room for more.
By engaging in that process, volunteers understand the importance of stewardship and responsible recreation and what goes into building and maintaining these trails. And then they also feel a sense of ownership and pride for what they've built.
Davis Ferrer says that everyone who uses a trail system should feel obligated to contribute something back to that trail system. Ferrer is president of the Red Hill Council, a nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving and maintaining that trail system since 1996. He has split feelings on the new trail.
The good news is that we will have access to the north side. And as I've said before, the bad news is that we'll have easy access to the north side, which historically has been somewhat of a wilderness type experience.
Last year, the Red Hill Trail system was closed for 3.5 months while a new parking lot and trailhead were built at the intersection of State Highways 82 and 133. That, added to the travel restraints of the pandemic, has led to a huge increase of visitors since the trail's reopening in September of 2020. So will a new trailhead provide some relief for the existing one? Or will it entice even more visitors to a high-use area?
I'm thinking that people will go to Chuty. It will act as a bit of a relief valve. And the question becomes, is it a little more remote and people just can't hop on their bike and ride there, that they need to probably drive there? How long that spread on the load will occur? We're scratching our heads to kind of watch and see.
The trail building groups expect the project to wrap up later this summer. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.